thankful tonight.
主啊，今天晚上我们很感恩。
We are thankful for every blessing that comes from your hand.
我们为你手中所流露的每一样祝福献上感谢。
We don't deserve it.
我们是不配得的。
But yet, you, out of your great love, you give it to us.
然而，出于你极大的爱，你将这祝福赐给我们。
Lord, help us to be a good steward of all your grace and blessings.
主啊，求你帮助我们成为你所有的恩惠与祝福的好管家。
Lord Jesus, tonight,
主耶稣，今天晚上
we depend on you to bring forth that enlightenment.
我们完全依靠你，要带来光照。
Breathe upon your word.
求你向你的话语吹气。
Quicken your word tonight.
让你的话今天晚上活过来。
Let your light come upon every heart and mind.
让你的光临到每一个人的心思意念。
I command your mind to be open tonight.
所以今天晚上我命令你们的心思意念要敞开。
I command the light to come into the innermost being of your heart.
我命令今天晚上光进入到你灵里深处。
I command every ears to be open tonight.
今天晚上我也命令每一个耳朵都开通。
Every eyes to be open.
每一个眼睛都打开。
That they may know your truth.
好叫他们得以知道明白你的真理。
Holy Spirit,You will help us in this matter.
是的，在这件事上你要帮助我们。
You are the spirit of revelation.
因为你就是启示的灵。
Help us to understand, Lord.
帮助我们明白呀，主。
We thank you, Lord.
主，我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, before I begin, I want to say a few words of introduction.
在我开始之前呢，我还要来点简介。
Now,Prosperity is not a difficult subject to learn.
昌盛呢并不是一门很难的功课。
But yet it is a difficult subject to master.
但是呢要熟练这个功课呢确实不容易。
Prosperity, it seems like it is just information.
昌盛听起来好像是一套资讯。
ButWhen you begin to practice it, you begin to understand there are deeper levels of operation that you must know.
但是当你开始操练它的时候，你就明白有更深层次的这个运作法则，你必须要明了的。
Many people come and they left thinking that they understand everything about prosperity.
很多人来了之后回去呢他就以为关于昌盛的道理他都懂了。
It's not so simple.
但是并不是如此简单的。
Even some of my disciples.
即使我的一些门徒。
I begin to adjust how they understand the art of giving and what to do. I have to teach them how to adjust.
我要教导他们怎么样调整啊，他们在给予或者是怎么做这些方面的一些方式。
And after preaching for 11 years on prosperity,
那在传讲关于昌盛11年之后
This year in September the 17th,
今年的9月17号
God came and spoke to me.
神来对我说
He said, this 11 years you have built a very strong foundation for my people.
过去十一年来你为我的百姓建造了一个非常扎实的根基。
But there are 30 other levels of truth to build on top of the foundation.
但是在这个根基上面还有三十个真理啊要建造上面上去的。
And when the Lord began to tell me,
所以当主开始告诉我的时候
I said, oh, not everybody can learn.
我说哇这就不是每个人都学得来的。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
Because not everybody want to accept that revelation.
因为并不是每一个人都会接纳这个真理的。
You know why? Sometimes when you are in such meetings, there will be struggles.
你知道为什么有时候像你来参加这样的特会会有挣扎吗？
I'll tell you, number one.
我告诉你第一个原因。
The shallowness of poverty thinking.
就是贫穷思想的这个肤浅性。
贫穷的浅见 shallowness of thinking
就是你的思想是非常的肤浅的
In this 5 days meeting
在这五天的特会里
If I can achieve one objective
如果我可以达成一个目标，
we will be very successful.
那么我就可以说我们是相当成功了。
And that is,
那这个目标是什么呢？
To change your thinking pattern.
也就是改变各位的思考模式。
To change how you think towards this subject on prosperity.
改变各位对昌盛这个主题的看法。
If you cannot change your thinking, then you cannot learn the art of prosperity.
如果你没有办法改变你的思想形态，那么你就学不会昌盛的艺术了。
You cannot let go of the past. You will never learn what is coming ahead of you.
如果你不能够放弃过去的跟过去的思考模式，你就没有办法迎接将来的。
Wrong thinking is a stronghold of the enemy.
错误的思考模式是仇敌的坚固营垒。
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5.
哥林多后书十章五节。
You know what's the problem with us?
你知道我们的问题何在吗？
It's because we have accepted a wrong thinking concerns the subject on prosperity.
因为我们对昌盛这个主题的想法，我们接收的这种思想是错误的。
Some of us think that prosperity is not the will of God.
有些人认为昌盛不是神的旨意。
Some of you who think that prosperity is the will of God will not believe that God really wants to bless you greatly in life.
有些人虽然相信昌盛是神的旨意，但是你很难相信神他渴慕大大的祝福你的生命。
A lot of people say, I believe in prosperity.
很多人说我相信昌盛。
When I look at a person,
当我看一个人的时候，
I will know whether you will believe in prosperity. I know it immediately.
我会马上就知道你到底是不是真信昌盛。
When I meet someone,
当我遇见一个人的时候，
the moment I see your face,
当我一看见你的脸，
I know about your character.
我就知道你的个性。
I know what is inside your heart.
我知道你心里是怎么一回事。
I may not tell you.
我可能不会告诉你。
I will smile at you.I will smile at you.
哇，我会对你微笑。
But I will know your inside out.
但是呢，你从里到外我都清楚。
Because the Holy Spirit will speak, son, this man have this problem.
因为呢，圣灵会告诉我说，儿啊，这位弟兄有这样的问题。
Because of wrong thinking.
因为错误的思考。
I lost 10 years of my advancement.
我呢就丧失了十年晋升的机会。
Because from 1986 to 1996,
从1986年到1996年
,for 10 years,
有十年的时间
,I rejected the message of prosperity.
我拒绝接受昌盛的信息。
Because I came from a Presbyterian background.
因为呢我是长老教会背景出身的。
And we don't believe in prosperity.
我们不相信昌盛成功神学的。
So a lot of people bless me with prosperity books.
因此呢很多人呢给我看这个关于昌盛的书籍，这样来祝福我。
But I throw them all away into the basket.
但是呢我一拿到这些书我就把它丢到垃圾桶。
我说这个是魔鬼的书，把它撕掉。Every year I do it.
我每年都这样做。
Then when prosperity preachers come to town, I say, don't go. That's the devil's doctrine there.
然后呢当有传讲昌盛信息的这个讲员来到这个城里的时候呢，我就告诉弟兄姊妹说不要去，这是魔鬼的教义。
For 10 years, I rejected it because of wrong thinking.
所以因为我错误思想错误的原因，我拒绝了这个信息有十年的时间。
I possess an anti-prosperity mindset.
所以我的思想，我的意识形态，关于昌盛这个主题呢，是相当空洞的。
Every time I hear prosperity, I say, get lost, I don't want to hear.
每一次呢我一听到人家讲昌盛，我就说离开我吧，我不想听。
No wonder,
难怪
For 10 years,
十年
I struggle,
我都一直在挣扎中过活。
I was struggling financial insufficiency,
我在财务上面呢总是不足，所以呢很多的挣扎。
I say, 做神的工人做得这么苦，为什么主？以前我是总经理，现在会变成这样，为什么这样的？ I said, oh, 这是我的命运，我要接受。 愚昧人。And I said, God, why, why, why?
我就说神啊，为什么，为什么，为什么呢？
In the year 1997.
但是到了1997年
God spoke to me. He said, it's not my fault. It is your fault that you are poor.
神告诉我说你之所以成为贫穷呢不是我的错是你的错。
I said, my fault?
我说我的错吗
You mean I sinned against you?
你的意思是说我犯罪得罪了你吗
But Jesus, I love you.
但耶稣我爱你啊。
I quit my job to serve you wholeheartedly.
我辞掉我的工作然后全心来侍奉你耶。
He said, because you have a wrong mindset.
但是他告诉我，因为你有一个错误的思想形态。
And then I begin to reflect back.
然后我就开始反省。
During those 10 years.
在过去十年来。
Occasionally, when I read my Bible.
偶尔在我读经的时候。
A shaft of light of enlightenment came.
就有这个亮光哦，照在我心里。
I read and say, 很有道理啊。
我读的时候我就觉得说很有道理 啊
不行不行这个是魔鬼的不要不要不要 Every time I read my Bible a light came and I get an understanding that prosperity is the will of God
每一次我读圣经就会有一些亮光进来说昌盛的确是神的旨意
But yet because of my wrong thinking I said no 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 no
然而因为我错误的思想我却会拒绝他说不不不不不。
And because of that, I rejected God for 10 years.
也因为这样，我就十年的时间拒绝了神。
My flesh refused to accept the truth.
我的肉体拒绝接受真理。
Because it would mean that I have been wrong all these years.
因为如果我承认了，就代表说过去十年来我都错了。
我的老我死要面子不认输觉得我是对的我不要觉得我已经走错路因为我坚持这样十年我走旷野其他的方面 Every area of my life 顶呱呱
我生命其他的 方面呢都是顶呱呱的
祷告 Prayer the anointing comes
好祷告一祷告就有恩膏。
Read the Bible, wonderful understanding.
一读圣经就有很棒的这个启示。
When I open my Bible, I teach, the teaching anointing will come.
当我打开圣经教导的时候，教导的恩膏就会临到。
I begin to cast out devils.
我开始咒诅魔鬼。
I begin to heal the sick.
赶出魔鬼，然后医治病人。
Every area of my life was successful.
所以我生命其他的每一个层面呢都很成功。
But yet I am short of money.
然而呢却常常缺钱。
You can be successful in every area, but you may not be successful in the area of financial success.
你或许生命其他方面都很成功，但是在财务上面不见得。
Then, what's the wrong thinking? Number one wrong thinking that I have.
好，那么我的思想，错误的思想是什么呢？首先
，Poverty is the fate of every preacher.
第一个错误的思想是，每一个做牧师的就是注定要贫穷。
认命吧，一辈子要贫穷，认命吧。Therefore, I don't fight against it.
既然我认命了，我就不会起来抵挡他。
So the way I dress，
因此呢，我穿着，我的穿着
都是不好看的，最便宜的。因为 I believe poverty makes me become very spiritual。
因为我相信贫穷会让我非常的属灵。
哦。穿破破烂烂的衣服你变成很属灵如果是这样的话你跟济公没有其他的分别济公也穿得好像乞丐I thought for preachers to enjoy prosperity is a sin
我当时候想 这个牧师呢，要是享受富裕的生活，这是一种罪。
In our midst, you want it, but you dare not enjoy it.
在我们当中，很多人都渴慕享受富裕的生活，但是不敢接受，不敢承认。
如果要的话，人家批评我啊，不要吧，走谦卑的路吧，逼迫会来。One day, I saw Job 36 verse 11.
有一天，我就读到约伯记36章11节。
I realized that prosperity is a blessing for everyone, including preachers.
每一字里行间呢，都告诉我说，昌盛是给每一个人的，包括牧师们在内。
Because I realize in that verse, prosperity is the result of obedience.
因为在那一节里面，我明白昌盛是顺服带来的结果。
That's why I believe. I hope I can say here. I hope I don't offend anybody.
我希望我在这里可以这样说，不会冒犯任何一个人。
Preachers have been cheated of their well-deserved welfare.
这个牧师们呢，在自己当得的福利上面呢，受到极大的欺瞒。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？You want to be honest? Preachers, listen. People are looking at us and say we are one of the lowest paid profession in the world.
这个牧师们，我们坦白说吧。当人们看着你的职业的时候呢，他们心里在想：哎呀，这真是世上啊，薪水最卑微、最低下的职业了。
But my Bible never say like that.
但是我的圣经不是这样告诉我的。
You know what my Bible say?
你知道我的圣经怎么说吗
？Let's take a look at 1 Timothy.
让我们来看看提摩太前书。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
牧师啊，这是好消息啊 ！1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书五章
Verse 17 and 18
17跟18节
Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scriptures say, Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treads out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward.
17、18节那剩余管理教会的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此因为经上说牛在场上踹鼓的时候不可拢住他的嘴又说工人得工价是应当的
It talks about a servant of God
所以在这里提到的是服侍神的人
Because the ox in the Bible is a picture of a man who served God full time
在圣经里面呢牛就代表一个全职侍奉神的人
And for all my full-time colleagues in the Lord's vineyard
因此呢在主的这个葡萄园里面这个全职的这个同工们
Do you know that the Bible says you are worthy of double honor
你知道圣经说你配得加倍的尊荣吗
You know what honor means?
你知道尊荣是什么意思吗
The Greek word for honor is timaeus.
这个希腊文尊荣这个字是 timaeus.
Timaeus means wages, money.
Timaeus 的意思就是薪资，就是钱。
同工们啊，你要有双倍的祝福在你的身上。
Amen.
你的薪水是双倍的
Amen
谁说是最低的因为你的事工是最荣耀的
Amen
So you are worthy of double pay
因此呢你配得加倍的薪资
If I am on the board
如果呢我是你们董事会里面的一员
加薪
Amen
选我吧做你们的职会执事里面我就为你们打天下加薪I've been a pastor
我自己也当过牧师
I know it's not easy to be a pastor.
我知道当牧师不容易的。
I love pastors.
我很爱牧师们。
When I first started my second church for 1 year, I have no salary.
当我开拓第二间教会的时候，有一年我没有领薪俸。
So I know what it is to be a pastor.
因此我知道牧师的生活如何。
I honestly believe pastors should have double pay.
但是我真心相信牧师们应该要有双倍的薪水。
In Korea,
在韩国
they honor the pastors.
他们呢很尊荣他们的牧者。
We must honor our pastors.
所以我们也必须要如此来尊荣我们的牧
师。We must honor our full-time workers, evangelists.
我们要尊荣我们全职侍奉的同工，这些传福音的。
They have given up something in the world to serve the church.
因为他们放弃属世的，然后来到教会全职侍奉。
We should bless them.
我们应当要祝福他们。
Every time.
每一次。
When I meet the committee.
当我呢去参加一些委员会。
I always tell the elders.
我总是会跟长老们说。
Better look after your pastors.
你最好好好的照顾你的牧师。
Because God is watching over you.
因为神正看着你。
Amen.
Amen.
Number two, the wrong thinking.
第二个错误的思想是
It is the preacher's fate to receive second-hand blessings.
这个领受二手货的祝福呢，也是牧师注定如此的。
In the past, everybody said, Oh, Pastor, you're so pitiful. 二手货那拿去吧。
在过去呢人们看着牧师说哎呀牧师啊你好好可怜哦来来来这个二手的东西送给你。
所以他 every time second-hand goods.
因此呢牧师老是在收这个二手货的东西。
Nothing wrong with second-hand goods.
当然二手货不是不好。
But if the second-hand goods are really, really bad,
但是如果呢这二手货的东西真的很差。
You don't want it because it's no use anymore.
啊你自个儿不要因为没有用处。
啊废物啊送给牧师吧。
没有用的拿去教会送给牧师吧。
One day,
有一天
God spoke to me.
神对我说
How long you continue to receive second-hand goods?
你到底还要拿别人家这种不要的二手的东西要多久啊
I say,This is not prosperity.
我说这不是昌盛。
I said yes, Lord.
主说这不是昌盛。我说是的，主。
And he showed me Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19.
然后他就让我看以赛亚书一章十九节。
You will eat the good and the best from the land.
你要吃地上的美物，最好的东西。
From that day.
从那一天开始。
When they give me second hand, I said thank you, but no thank you.
他们呢要是再拿这个二手货不要的东西给我的时候呢我就说谢了但是请拿回去吧。
Now,
现在
I believe that God wants to give me the best.
我只相信神要给我的是最好的。
Oh, 你还不了解神哦。神的手来的时候不是二手货。
Amen.
是好的。
Amen.
It's the best.
是最好的。
But you know what happened?
但是你知道发生什么事了吗?
You know what happened to me?
你知道发生我身上发生什么事吗?
用我的例子呢就会比较舒服用我来说。I felt because of wrong thinking.
因为我错误的思想我当时候觉得
When God give me a blessing,
当神给我祝福的时候
I'm very afraid to receive it.
我呢却很害怕不敢要。
要了人家讲话怎么办Preachers feel uncomfortable to enjoy the blessings of heaven.
所以呢牧师们呢对于享受天上来的祝福呢觉得很不自在。
Yeah. Recently when God gave me a brand new car.
最近呢神给我一部新车。
It's one of the best car in the world.
是世上最好的名车之一。
Then my wife say,
那我的太太就说
Don't drive to church.
不要开这部车去教会。
What will people think of you?
人们会作何感想啊。
When I heard it,
当我听到这样的话
我要嫁去教会。
我就要偏偏要开到教会去。
我偏偏要去嫁。 因为我不怕。Hello， 故意 Hello，Hello，Hi， 故意架到主任牧师的那个卡棒，架放在那里，故意就站在那里，不用怕，神给的就敢敢的去领受。
Amen。
但是很多人。很多人要吃补品，吃什么补品？熊胆，因为胆识不够强，你没有胆量。Number two，
第二。
I realize，
我明白了。
In the 10 years，
在十年间，啊，因着我的错误。
The ways of man is never the ways of God.
人的方式不是神的方式啊。
Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9.
以赛亚书45章八九节。
God say, my thoughts are not your thoughts.
神说，我的意念高过你的意念。
My ways are not your ways.
我的道路高过你的道路。
As high as the heaven from the earth, that's how high my distinction from yours.
天离地有多么的遥远，我的道路高过你的道路就有多么的遥远。
If one day, if ever I have a chance to tell you the deeper secrets of prosperity, you will cry.
如果有一天我有机会跟各位分享关于昌盛更深的真理的时候，我相信那时候你会掉眼泪。
God shocked me 2 years ago.
两年前神叫我大吃一惊。
And now God say, I want you to go and set my preachers, American prophets, set them free. Tell them the way of prosperity.
现在神告诉我要差我到美国去，告诉美国的牧师们关于昌盛的信息，让他们得自由。
So now I've seen American prophets.
所以现在呢，当我看见美国来的先知，
very famous prophets,
很有名的先知，
I will sit down with them.
我就会跟他们同坐。
And they realize,
他们就明白，
they don't have prosperity.
哦，他们没有拥有昌盛。
And I have to teach them.
那我就教导他们。
Recently.
最近
Just several months ago,
几个月前
I taught a prophetess,
我教导了一位女先知
How to go into Hollywood,
怎么样进入好莱坞
And talk to the Hollywood producers,
然后跟好莱坞电影的这些制片
Because you do not know how and you go in, 会吃亏、
跟他们谈，如果你不知道如何进入，你就贸然前去跟他们谈，你会吃亏的。
In the 21st century,
在21世纪
in this new century,
在这个新的世纪
there are new ways of divine operations.
关于神运作的方式，有新的方式，新的启示。
Your ways,
你的方式，你的道路
are never God's ways.
绝对不是神的方式跟道路。
为什么你还是守住那个旧的道路？旧皮带，新酒没办法来。
是的，
教会就是堕落在这个地方，永远不要改进。好，以前的是最好的，谁说的？神一直在变动，
Amen.
再把新的启示吃到这个地上。
Amen.
我们要学啊。
Amen.
以前的是好，现在神给的也是好。
Amen.
两者都要。
是的，主。
这才是智慧的行动。
Amen.
But often, theology becomes the stumbling block of progress.
但常常神学成为进步的一个绊脚石。
I repeat.
我再说一次。
Very often,Theology is the stumbling block of progress.
常常神学会成为进步的绊脚石。
The theology of the tabernacle in Moses' days was excellent.
在摩西的时代，关于他的会幕的神学是很棒的。
But when King David came,
但是当大卫王来的时候
，That theology is not good enough.
那个神学就不够好了。
Because David set up a new pattern.
因为大卫设立了一个新的模式
，called the David's tabernacle.
叫做大卫的会幕。
In the ancient days,
在古时之日
，the old theology of Judaism was good.
犹太的这个神学是好的。
But in the New Testament church age,
但到了新约教会的时代
，it becomes irrelevant.
那套神学就跟当时的时代不相干了。
Unless they learn the Pauline theology,
除非他们学习保罗的神学。
What you learned 20 years ago.
你二十年前所学的
，is not going to be relevant in this end time.
在末后世代是会变成跟这个世代没有相干的。
Recently,
最近
，I was talking to some business partner.
我跟一些事业的伙伴们谈。
I'm going to tell them what's going to happen in the next 5 years.
我跟他们分享往后五年会发生的事。
I said, what you do now, 5 years later, you are not going to make it.
我说你现在做的事。五年之后用这样的方式就没有办法成功的。
I saw the future.
因为我看见了未来。
And now I must do something.
所以现在就必须要做预备。
What I do today.
今天我所做的。
10 years ago.
十年前。
In the year 1997.
在1997年。
I told my wife.
我告诉我的太太。
10 years from now.
从现在起的十年后。
This is what's going to happen.
就是会这样发生。
And 10 years.
十年。
Recently, my wife said, "You told me 10 years ago everything is true."
最近我太太就告诉我，十年前你告诉我的事，每一件事都应验了。
Then I told my wife.
然后我告诉我的太太。
Let me tell you 10 years from now what it's going to be. The world is going to be like.
让我告诉你，从现在开始的十年后，这个世界将会是什么样子。
Now we must live to prepare for the future.
所以我们现在就要为了将来的日子做预备。
I don't live in the year 2007.
我不是活在2007年的。
I'm always preparing for my future.
我总是在为我的未来做预备。
In my heart, there is a 10-year vision plan.
所以在我的心里面有一个十年的意向计划。
We must always be people.Of prophetic revelation.
我们要成为一群具有先知启示性的百姓。
新时代，新作为，但是时常神学抵挡神的运作。Why?
为什么呢？
Example.
举个例。
Mark chapter 16 verse 18.
马可福音16章18节
The Bible say,
圣经说
You shall lay hand on the sick and the sick will recover.
你按手在病人身上，病人就必得好。
Everybody's doing that for many, many years.
很多人已经很多年来都照着这样做。
But today,
但今天
God have new ways of operation.
神有新的运作方式。
It's not Mark 16 verse 18.
不是马可福音16章18节了。
It is John 5:4.
是约翰福音5章4节。
What is that?
这一节是什么呢？
Moving.With the operations of angels.
是有天使们的运行的。
These are the new ways.
这是新的方式。
The old way is good, but the new way is better.
旧的方式很好，但是新的方式更好。
Traditional way.
传统的方式。
Will never give you progress.
没有办法使你进步。
Let go of your tradition.
因此你要把传统放掉让它去吧。
What you used to do for the last 30 years.
你过去30年来习惯做的事。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗?
I told my friends.
我告诉我的朋友们。
You must bury and have a funeral service for the charismatic movement.
你们呢必须要把灵恩运动埋了然后为它举行一个追思礼拜。葬礼。
It will not be relevant for the next move.
因为在神下一波的运行里面，前一波灵恩运动呢，已经变成不相干的。
In the year 2001, God, let me see the future moves of God.
2001年，神就让我看见他在将来的运行。
And he let me saw into the future for 20 years ahead of time.
他让我看见超前20年的光景。
And I said, God,
我说神啊，
What we learned in the past is irrelevant now.
我们过去所学的那些方式到了今天用不着了。
In this new era, it's going to be the supernatural way of doing things in the kingdom.
Amen. 在新的纪元里面，我们在神的国度里面，就是用超自然的方式在运行的。
In the past,
在过去，
we have the old way of doing deliverance.
我们做释放服事的方式是旧的方式。
We have Mark 16 verse 17.
我们用的方式是马可福音16章17节的方式。
In my name we will cast out devils.
奉主的名要将鬼赶出去。
That is good.
这很好。
但是落后了。
但是已经落后了。
The new way.
新的方式。
Is Daniel chapter 10 verse 13.
是但以礼记十章十三节。
It is understanding spirit realm operation.
是明白灵界的运作模式。
If you don't understand spirit realm operation, you will never understand the supernatural way.
如果你不明白灵界是怎么运作的，你就无法明白超自然的方式。
The world is changing for the better.
我们的世界是会越来越好的。
In the computer technology, we have Intel 3, Intel 4, it keeps on upgrading all the time.
在电脑的科技里面，我们有 Intel 3, Intel 4, 总是不断在升级。
但是教会老是在 Intel 2. 落后十年。你不懂吗？你去看外邦的世界，我们是最落后的。I'm telling you the truth.
我是告诉各位真理。
买一个机票，全世界走走，你回来就知道了。锦鲤之花，青花，永远觉得自己对，但是你还没有看到天下。Go America!
到美国去。
Go Canada!
到加拿大去。
Open your eyes!
打开眼界吧。
To see what God is doing on a global level.
看看神在全球做些什么事。
不要待在一个地方，好像井里面的小青蛙，觉得你都懂得世界的运作。不要做小聪明，去看一看吧，世界观。Look at the world.
看看这个世界吧。
I urge you to go to the world and learn.
所以呢，我催逼各位要到世界上看一看，学习。
I thought I was wonderful.
过去我以为我很棒了。
One day.
有一天。
God spoke to me.
神跟我说。
Buy a ticket, go America.
买张到美国去的机票。
I said, God, I don't have the time.
我说神啊，我没时间。
My calendar full.
我的这个日历月历都排满了。
He said, cancel all your meetings.
他说把你的聚会都取消。
Cancel?
取消嘛。
Yep.
是的。
Go America.
到美国去。
Why?
为什么？
Don't ask, just obey.
不要问，顺服就是。
Don't know why? Buy a ticket, go America.
不知道为什么，但是我还是买了机票到美国去了。
I went to America.
我到了美国。
I saw.
我看见。
And I pray.
我祷告。
And I discern.
我分辨。
And I ask God, what is going on?
然后我问神，神啊，这到底是什么？
And I say, oh, 我落后了。
然后我明白我自己是落后的，
我跟不上神的脚步，落后了，所以今天我来告诉你，不要落后。今天我们讲的题目是现在 This present Kairos season, what God is speaking all over the world.
我们现在讲的题目是神在这个关键时刻在全球所做的教导，所发出的声音。
Amen. Now, let's talk about yesterday evening.
让我们谈谈昨天晚上。
Yesterday evening.
昨晚。
Without any altar call.
我们没有做任何这个讲台的呼召。
Then people came forward to give a financial blessing.
但是呢，有人就上来给予这个财务上的祝福。
What is happening?
那这是怎么一回事呢？
Let's take a look at John chapter 5.
让我们来看看约翰福音第五章。
The book of John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
Verse 3, verse 4, and verse 7.
三四跟七节。
In these days lay a great multitude of impotent folks of blind and halted and withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in will be made whole of whatsoever disease he had. The impotent man answers him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another step in down before me.
三节，里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。第四节，因为有天使按时下池子，搅动那水，水动之后，谁先下去？无论害什么病就痊愈了。第七节，病人回答说，先生，水动的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候就有别人比我先下去。
Now John chapter 5 talks about the healing anointing.
约翰福音第五章这里提到的是医治的恩膏。
Now, when there is a healing anointing, you must understand the flow of the anointing.
当有医治的恩膏的时候呢，你必须要明白这个医治恩膏的水流是怎么样运行的。
The anointing will not follow your pace.
这个恩膏不是跟着你的速度。
Because that man was too slow to go into the water.
因为那个人啊，动作太慢了，没有办法进到水池里。
The anointing comes.
所以恩膏来了。
When you don't catch it immediately.
如果你不马上抓住。
The anointing just go away.
恩膏又走了。
That's how anointing operates.
所以恩膏是这样运行的。
If you want to be blessed in that flow of the anointing,
如果你渴慕在恩膏的流当中蒙受祝福，
you must understand timing.
那么你必须要明白时间性。
When the anointing comes, you must catch the timing.
所以当恩膏来的时候，你要抓住这个时机。
Sometimes.
有时候
in a healing service,
在一场医治的聚会里
I will give a word of knowledge,
我会给予知识的言语
and the person didn't respond immediately,
但是那个人呢没有马上做回应
so after the service over,
因此在聚会结束之后
the person said it is me,
哦，那个人才来说是我
pray for me now,
现在请你为我祷告
I say I'm sorry I cannot pray for you,
我说对不起我没有办法为你祷告
you should have come when I gave the altar call at that moment,
当我给予这个呼召的当下你就应该来的
Now the anointing has been lifted
因为现在恩膏走了
I cannot pray for you for that miracle
我就没有办法为你祷告求神迹了
You can pray
你可以祷告
But you are not praying under the anointing
但是这个祷告呢就不是在恩膏下运行了
Anointing always have God's timing
因为恩膏总是有神的时机的
For example
举个例说
In the May conference in Jakarta
在雅加达五月的特会里
I brought this signs and wonders preacher
我把一个行神迹奇事的讲员带来
And then that night we were having a meeting
那一天晚上的聚会
I was opening my Bible
我打开我的圣经
Just spoke about 2 minutes
我大概传讲了两分钟之后
I felt the anointing came
我就感觉到恩膏降临了
I stopped speaking immediately
因此呢我马上停止我的讲道
Even though I haven't finished talking
虽然我还没有 结束我的讲道
I quickly stopped
我很快停下来
I said now get out of your seat immediately
我就告诉在场的人说现在赶快离开你的座位
Right now sow whatever you want to give to God
现在不管你要给神多少赶快撒种
Everybody begin to come out
所以每一个人到前面来
Then the preacher, the pastor
然后那一位讲员
the pastor
那位牧师
旧皮带的 He said no We don't collect offering like that.
那个旧皮带的牧师呢，就说不，我们不是这样收奉献的。
没有奉献带，不，no, get the offering back first.
不，收奉献要先拿奉献带。
I say no.
我说不。
Now is the anointing.
现在就是恩膏时刻。
You don't stop it now.
不要拦住他。
And they came.
所以人们都来了。
Everybody gave.
每一个人都给予。
巴萨场面。3000多人全部来25分钟的奉献 Pile out like a small hill
所以那个钱呢堆得像小山一样。
They have never seen things like that before.
他们从没有见过这样的光景。
And they were stunned.
哇，大家都目瞪口呆。
没看过。
没。
Because of the anointing.
因为恩膏的缘故。
If we wait until the end of the service.
如果我们等到聚会结束之后。
啊，来放在那个offering bag.
啊，来把钱放在奉献袋里。
No blessing.
没有祝福的
because it was not sold in the anointing.
因为不是在恩膏当中撒的种
Something always happens in the anointing.
在恩膏临到的时候总是有奇妙的事发生
You don't say, I want to tell the Holy Ghost when it's time to do certain things.
所以呢请不要这样说哦我要告诉圣灵什么时候你可以做什么
You cannot.
你不能这样做的
If you are a charismatic church, you must understand the anointing.
如果你要你的教会充满灵恩，你必须要认识恩膏。
When the anointing shows up, you must flow.
当恩膏来的时候，就要顺着那个流。
Don't stop it.
不要拦阻它。
So that's why in our May conference, the anointing came.
所以在五月的特会中，恩膏降临了。
It was a supernatural anointing came.
是一个超自然的恩膏降临。
How about 1,000 people rush forward to give?
所以呢，数以千计的人跑到前面来奉献。
There was no altar call.
当时候我们还没有做奉献的呼召。
But they rushed forward.
但是呢，他们是冲到前面
来的。Because there was an anointing.
因为当时候恩膏正在运行。
Yesterday.
昨天。
Something happened.
有奇妙的事发生。
Our dear pastor.
我们这位亲爱的牧师。
He sowed an offering.
他呢就撒下一个奉献的种子。
This afternoon,
今天下午
I was having lunch with him.
我跟他吃午餐。
I asked him a question.
我就问他一个问题。
Yesterday,
昨天
when you gave me an offering,
当你给我一个奉献的时候
did you prepare to give me the money?
是不是你已经预备好要给我钱的？
And he replied,
他就回答我说
No,
没有。
That offering I prepared to give to another person.
我预备那笔钱是要给别人的。
But when you were speaking, I feltGod was saying to me, it's time to sow.
但是呢当你还在讲道的时候呢我灵里面有一个感动说神说这是你撒种的时候了。
And so he gave, he intend not to give me that money, he was giving it to somebody, he planned to give it to somebody else.
所以呢他就出来奉献但是这笔钱他原本是要给别人的不是要给我的。
But God speaks to him to give.
但是呢神跟他讲话来撒种。
Yesterday there was a sister who gave.
昨天也有另外一位姊妹做奉献。
And this morning she called me.
今天早上她打电话给我。
Is it pastor?
她说牧师啊。
Did I did something right?
我是不是做对了事呢
？I said why?
我说你为什么这么说
？I came forward to give an offering.
她说我到前面来奉献。
I said why do you give an offering?
我就问她说你为什么奉献
？I didn't intend to give.
他也说我本来没有预备要奉献的
But I felt God was speaking to my heart.
但是呢我觉得神对我的心说话
I felt it was the right time now.
我觉得灵里面有一种感动说现在就是时
候 I came forward to give.
因此我就跑到前面来给
Pastor.
牧师啊
Did I did something wrong?
我有没有做错事啊
I said no sister.
我说姊妹没有
You were sowing under the anointing.
你是在恩膏下撒种
So next time.
因此下一次
When you don't understand.
当你不明白
Ask people.
你问人。
Don't criticize.
不要啊批评。
Don't tell another person.
不要去告诉别人。
Oh, last night something was not scriptural.
哦，昨天呐，那个聚会里面呢，有些事情我觉得不合圣经教导。
有一些人是像鸡婆，传话传得很快。You're not supposed to do that if you don't understand.
如果你不明白一些现象啊、哦，不要乱传话或做论断批评、
哦，不要传到台北。你以为我不知道？But，
但是
，They were did it under the anointing。
他们这么做是在恩膏运行中的感动。
I never asked them to do it。
并不是我要求他们这样做的。
But God spoke to their hearts.
但是神对他们的心说话。
So this is something new way.
因此这是一个新的方式。
It's different from your Sunday service.
这跟你的主日聚会呢是不一样。
It may be different.
或许不一样。
But it's still scriptural.
但是还是合乎圣经的。
Doesn't mean that something different. It is unscriptural.
不一样的方式不代表就不合圣经的教导。
We have to learn.
我们必须要学习。
You know how you progress in life?
你知道你在你的生命当中如何有所进步吗？
活到老，学到老。Keep on learning.
所以你要继续的学习。
Have a teachable attitude.
要有一颗受教的心跟态度。
And then you will learn the new ways.
那么你就能够学新的方式。
You want to learn the new ways?
你渴慕学习新的方式吗？
If I teach you the old ways,
如果我教导你旧的方式，
you should not send me here.
你不应该邀请我来这儿的。
你已经知道了。
因为旧的方式你老早已经知道了。
旧的已经不行的不通，行不通。对吗？
Amen.
你看每个都杀种子，但是常常都遇到困难，为什么？ You see? Because we stick to the old way, we don't understand.
因为呢，我们拘泥在旧有的方式里面，我们没有一颗明白的心。
For 11 years,
有11年的时间，
I begin to study how to operate under the prosperity anointing.
我就开始研究怎么样在昌盛恩膏下运行。
Why yesterday people start giving money?
为什么昨天有人开始跑到前面来给钱呢？
Let me explain to you.
让我跟各位说明。
If Benny Hinn is now here,
如果今天 Benny Hinn 新班尼在这里，
he's a healing evangelist.
他是一个这个有医治恩膏的传布道家。
Two things will happen in his meeting.
在他的聚会里面会发生两件事。
There will be healings.
医治会发生。
And there will be salvation.
然后救恩发生。
Because this is the gift.And the grace and the anointing on that man's life.
因为在新班尼身上就有这样的恩赐、恩膏跟恩典。
But when you invite me to come,
但是当各位邀请我来的时候，
you must know what I carry.
你必须要知道我身上带着什么恩膏。
I am what I am by the grace, nothing to boast about.
我今天之所以成为这个样子，是因为神的恩典。我没有任何可夸口的。
But I have to let you know.
但是我必须要让各位明白。
I carry a prosperity anointing.
在我身上，我带着昌盛的恩膏。
Everywhere I go.
不论我走到哪里
去。I begin to see demonstrations of financial miracles.
我就会开始看见财务的神迹彰显出来。
This is what I carry.
所以这是神在我身上的恩膏。
If Benny Hinn is here, there will be healing.
如果今天是新班尼，那么各位就会看见医治。
But when I hear,
但是当我来的时候，
money will show up,
钱也会跟着来。
Last month,
昨天
last month,
上个月，
峰山宁良堂， there was a move of the Holy Spirit. 长老 came forward and gave me a watch.
这个有圣灵的运行，有一位长老呢，就上来给我一只表。
他说这个是我的杀种子，讲到一半他拿表带到台上。 I didn't ask for it,
那不是我求的。
But it got, God touched his heart,
但是神感动了他的心。
I was in Jakarta last month,
上个月我在雅加达。
Somebody came,
有人来了。
And give me a very heavy gold bracelet, solid gold, thick one,
那给我呢一条很厚实的这个金手链。
I didn't ask for it.
这也不是我求来的。
He came and he said, "This is my sowing for my miracle."
他就拿到前面来说，为了我的神迹，我现在要撒这个种子。
Because of what I carry in my life.
这是因为神在我身上所给予的，我带着的这个恩膏。
I carry that anointing.
我带着这样的恩膏。
And my mission.
而我的使命
is to break every financial yoke upon your life.
是要打破在各位身上每一个财务的重轭。
It's to break the curse of poverty over your life.
是要打破在各位身上贫穷的咒诅。
It's to bless and see every curse of poverty be gone from your life.
是要祝福你，而且看见你生命当中每一个贫穷的咒诅都离开了你。
I know this is something different.
我知道有一些不一样的事。
But I'm telling you, these are the new ways of the Holy Ghost.
但是我告诉各位，这是圣灵运行的新的方式。
We don't understand. But we have to learn.
The
ways of man is never the ways of God. Can I boldly say something? The ways of the church is never the ways of God. We have to learn. It's something new. I learned. And one day,
有一天,
God told me,
神告诉我,
there is this man,
有一个人,
who is very famous.
他很有名,
he even helped Pastor Kong Hee.
他甚至帮助了 康熙牧师,
and he said, this man,
他说这个人,
no longer come to Asia anymore.
不再到亚洲来了,
you are going to take over his place.
现在你要取代他的位置,
I call you for Southeast Asia.
所以我呼召你到这个东南亚,
and I want you to come and break that curse of poverty over the lives of God's people.
我要你呢, 打破临在神百姓身上的贫穷的咒诅。
I've seen it happen over and over again.
所以呢, 我不断看见这样的事发生。
Meetings.
聚会中,
in Indonesia.
在印尼,
we have financial miracle after miracle.
我们财务上面的恩膏跟奇迹是一个接着一个。
It is not the same.
不一样的。
Under the anointing, it's not the same.
在恩膏底下, 一切事物是不同的。
Before I came,
在我来之前,
for a month,
有一个月,
I said, God,
我说神啊,
let a fresh anointing,
让新鲜的恩膏,
come upon my life,
临到我生命中,
so that I will be a blessing,
让我成为一个祝福,
to those that are coming,
成为那些前来参加聚会的弟兄姊妹的祝福。
For a month, I prepare myself.
所以我用一整个月的时间预备我自己。
And when I came,
当我来的时候,
the anointing start to show up.
恩膏就开始发生了。
Because at the airport,
因为在机场,
God make a way for me.
神就为我开路。
And then suddenly,
突然间,
the queue was very long. The queue at the immigration.
这个入关的这个航母呢排得很长。
And then God made a way and I very quickly came out.
但是呢, 神就为我开路, 我很快就过关了。
The next day a miracle happened.
那隔天呢, 就有另外一个神迹发生。
A third day another miracle happened.
然后第三天就另外一个神迹。
And I knew,
所以我知道,
that fresh anointing has arrived in Taiwan.
那个新鲜的恩膏已经临到台湾了。
I know it.
我知道的。
I paid a price for it.
我也为他付出了代价。 Amen.
Can I tell you about the new ways?
我可以跟各位分享这些新的方式吗?
If in any way I stumble you,
如果你觉得在任何方面呢, 我好像使你绊倒了。
Even this practice of receiving gifts from men,
即使我现在啊, 这一种好像从人这里呢, 来领受礼物这件事,
I'm sorry.
如果冒犯了你, 我说抱歉,
but,
但是,
this is the new way.
这个就是新的方式。
I wish I have time to talk deeper.
我很希望我有足够的时间, 更深入来跟各位谈这件事。
But let me give you one point.
但是让我再跟你分享一点。
Giving unto an anointed vessel is likened unto partnership with him to draw forth the anointing from that person to prosper your ways.
当你撒种或奉献给一个有恩膏的器皿的时候, 就好像你跟这个恩膏的器皿同工, 然后从他身上汲取这个恩膏, 能够使你的道路亨通。
You say, where is the scripture for it?
你说这样的教导, 经文的根据在哪里?
Is the scripture to give to the servants of God?
经文有教导说, 要给予这个神的仆人吗?
Let's take a look. If you have time, go back and read Philippians chapter 4. Verse 15 to verse 19.
如果你有时间, 请你回家看腓立比书4章15节跟19节。
It talks about how the Macedonian believer, the church of Philippi, gave unto Paul's life.
在这段经文里面, 提到腓立比教会怎么样奉献给保罗。
When They gave unto Paul's life, Paul say they were in partnership with him.
当他们奉献支持保罗的时候，保罗说他们就是与我同工的。
And because of that partnership,
因为这样的同工关系，
they were able to draw the blessings and the grace from Apostle Paul's life.
他们呢就可以从保罗身上支取神所给予保罗的恩典跟祝福。
This way may be something new to you.
这样的方式或许各位觉得很新。
But I hope that you'll be open-minded to explore the new way.
但是我期待各位能够敞开你的心门来探索这些方式。
We are talking about sowing into the anointing of the anointed vessel of God.
我们在这里提到的就是撒种进入到这恩膏器皿的恩膏里。
Look at Luke chapter 10.
我们来看路加福音第十章。
Verse 7 and 8.
第七八节。
In the same house remain eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire.Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you.
你们要住在那家，吃喝他们所供给的，因为工人得工价是应当的。不要从这家搬到那家，无论进哪一城，人若接待你们，给你们摆上什么，你们就吃什么。
Jesus was giving instruction to his disciples.
所以耶稣在这里指示他的门徒们。
He said, when you go to the town and the city,
他说当你进入这城这镇的时候，
if the people want to bless you,
如果人们要祝福你，
out of their great hospitality, they serve you.
出于他们的友善跟慷慨，他们服侍你。
Receive it.
那么你应当领受。
He said, such thing as they give, receive it.
他说当他们给予的时候，你就要领受。
And he quoted the scripture.
然后他就引用一个经文。
He said, "For the laborer is worthy of his hire."
他说，工人得工价是应当的。
So they receive from men when they go from town to town.
这些门徒们从一个城镇到另外一个，就从人们的手中来领受他们的祝福。
Not just.Food and lodging.
他们不是只有得着食物跟住的地方。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 8 verse 3.
我们来看路加八章三节。
And Joanna, the wife of Chosa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. Luke 8, 3.路加福音八章
对，我找不到我的八章，我在这里。又有西律的家宰苦萨的妻子约雅拿，并苏撒拿和好些别的妇女，都是用自己的财物供给耶稣和门徒。
Look at it, Jesus Himself received gives money from people.
所以在这里我们也看到。耶稣本身也从人们那边领受金钱的祝福。
That's why Jesus have a treasurer.
这也是为什么呢？耶稣就有一个管钱的人。
If there is no money, how come he has a man called Judas who holds the money back?
啊哈，如果呢，他们不是有收到很多钱，干嘛会有犹大来管这个财库呢？
There were people, many people give unto Jesus. Not to the synagogue, not to the temple, but to Jesus.
所以呢，我们知道，在耶稣的侍奉中，有很多的人用钱来祝福他们。这钱不是归给会堂，或是归给这个教会的。
The disciples learned from Jesus, and so they received gifts from men.
门徒们从耶稣那边学习，所以他们也坦然接受人们所给予他们的祝福跟礼物。
In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 10.
列王记上十章十节。
You have Queen Sheba who comes and visits Solomon.
有示巴女王来拜访所罗门王。
And Queen Sheba gives her money and her gifts to a man called Solomon.
所以示巴女王就带来了钱财跟礼物献给所罗门王。
It is scriptural to give unto the anointed vessel according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
因此在按着圣灵的带领你奉献祝福那有恩膏的器皿这是合乎圣经教导的。
Do you know why we have difficulty to understand the new ways of God?
你知道为什么要明白神的这些新的方式我们会觉得困难呢？
我们只是刚刚开始教导而已哦。我们还没有进入。We have not yet begin.
我们还没有真正开始呢。
This is my introduction.
这只是我的导论而已。
I have not yet begin my sermon.
我还没有开始讲道呢。
You ask her, I said, tonight I'm going to speak on this sermon and we have not yet started.
本来早点说今天晚上要讲这个但是还没有讲到今天晚上要讲的部分呢。
It is something new.
这是新事。
And I hope that you will understand.
我也期盼各位能够明白。
You may not understand.
你或许不明白。
But 5 years from now.
但是五年之后。
When you see God begin to spread this message all over the world.
你会看见神在全球将这样的信息遍传。
By then you will know that God has spoken to you 5 years ago in Kaohsiung.
那时候你就知道原来神五年前就在高雄传讲了。
You know why we have a problem with prosperity?
你知道我们为什么对昌盛好像这么难这么有问题接受吗？
Can I share my heart with you tonight?
今天我可以向你开心剖腹的讲吗？
The Chinese church have one problem.
华人教会有一个问题。
It's a big problem.
是一个很大的问题。
You know what's the problem?
你知道问题是什么吗？
It's not so much the love of money that is our problem.
我们的问题不是爱钱。
Our problem is the fear of money.
我们的问题是怕钱。
We have a concept in our mind. Too much money is ungodly.
我们里头呢有一种观念说钱太多是不属神不敬虔的。
And so we reject the message.
因此呢我们就拒绝这样的信息。
Every generation curse in your life has to be broken.
每一个世代的咒诅奉耶稣的名打破。
You may think right now.
现在或许你在想。
It's an interruption of the service.
哇，这样做呢，会打扰这个聚会。
No, it's not the interruption.
不是打扰。
You see.
你明白吗？
I'm not a traditional man.
我不是一个合乎传统的人。
I have told God.
我告诉神。
In the year 2001.
在2001年的时候。
In my sabbatical year.
在我的安息年
I pour away everything that I've learned for the last about 20 years about 18 years I pour everything away
大概在我过去18年所学的我通通把它倒掉
倒空
倒空了
好的也倒空不好的也倒空全部倒空新时代新啤酒、
Amen.
新认识新作为
Amen.
And God began to show me the new way.
所以神就开始把新的方式显明给我看。
And God say,
神说
You learn how to walk this new way.
如果你学会怎么样行走在这个新的方式里
I will send you all over the world right now.
我现在就可以差遣你往列国去。
You are going to teach my church.
你要教导我的教会。
You're going to teach my preachers.
你要教导我的牧人们。
You're going to teach my businessmen.
也要教导我的生意人们。
The new way.
新的方式。
How to receive prosperity.
如何领受昌盛。
The supernatural way.
那超自然的方式。
You just tell him, it has been loose.
已经被释放了。
It has been loose.
被释放了。
Ask him to study Isaiah 37.
你要读以赛亚书三十七章。
往上结果子，往下扎根。And God says,
神说
he needs to rebuild a very strong foundation, the renewal of his mind.
你需要重新建造一个很扎实的根基，要更新变化你的意念。
Begin to embrace.
要开始拥抱。
Psalms 1 verse 3.
Psalm
1 verse 3.
Okay. 一章诗篇一章三节。
And begin to go and do it.
然后开始去行。
And the Lord is going to give you that breakthrough that you're looking for.
神就会把你期待的突破带来。
Amen.
对，三十七章，然后诗篇一章三节。
Amen. Now.
嗯哼。
Very important.
很重要的。
Whenever something new comes to your life,
每一次有新事临到你生命的时候
don't reject it immediately.
你不要一下子就拒绝它。
What you don't understand,
你所不明白的
doesn't it mean that it's not from God?
不代表就不是出于神。
I invite you to go to America.
我邀请各位去美国。
I invite you to go and see the new things that are happening.
去美国，去看看新事。
And you will understand.
你就会明白。
Christine have gone to America.
运竹传道到过美国。
She saw the new thing.
她在那里看见了新事物。
And when she come for the conference in Singapore.
所以当她来新加坡参加特会的时候。
Say, huh? This is also happening in Singapore?
她说，哇，原来这样的事在新加坡也发生了。
I thought it only happened in America.
我以为只有在美国发生。
It happened everywhere as long as we allow the Holy Ghost to move.
只要我们容许圣灵运行，这样的事是在各地都发生的。
You allow the Holy Ghost to move, and He will show up.
你容许圣灵自由来运行，圣灵就出现。
God gave me a new assignment recently.
最近神给我一个新的任务。
He said, "Do it the new way."
他说要用新的方式来做。
Be a forerunner of the new things of God.
你要成为神新事的先锋。
We have to have breakthrough in Asia.
所以亚洲必须要有突破。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗?
We need prosperity.
我们需要昌盛。
Because generation after generation of the Chinese people, we are bound by the generational curse of poverty.
因为在华人的社会里面，一代接一代接一代，我们受贫穷咒诅的捆绑。
It's time to be set free.
所以是我们得自由的时候了。
From this poverty curse.
从这个贫穷的咒诅当中得到自由。
This is the message.
所以这就是信息。
And this is what I do.
这个也是我所做的。
We have to break every shackles of that curse of poverty.
所以我们要打破每一个贫穷的枷锁。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
感谢主。
I want to ask you something.
我要问各位一件事。
When you do something,
当你做一件事的时候
You're doing unto the Lord.
你是对着主做的
Look to Jesus.
所以你要仰望耶稣
And say Jesus.
说耶稣
I'm sowing it to your kingdom.
我所撒的种子是进入到你的国度
I'm doing out of a love for Jesus.
我这样做是因为出于对耶稣的爱
And every time you give.
每一次你给予的时候
Always give unto Jesus.
你所给的总是向着耶稣，是给耶稣的。
And Jesus will respond to the cry of your heart.
那么耶稣就会回应你心中的哭求。
Amen.
Amen.
You know what happened?
你知道发生了什么事吗?
Years ago,
几年前,
something happened to me.
我发生了一件事。
And because something happened to me, Because something happened to me, I realized I was free. I was free.
好，因为所发生在我身上的事，使我明白我是自由的。
I was free.
我是自由的。
You know how I was free?
你知道我是怎么自由吗？
You know, I can't share my sermon tonight.
今天道没有办法，我原本预备的那篇道不能讲了。
I'm going to tell you how I was set free.
因为我现在要开始告诉各位我是怎么得自由的。
One day.
有一天。
I told God.
我告诉神。
That time.
那个时候。
I was a deacon in the church.
我是教会里面的执事。
And I told God.
我就告诉神。
God, I'm from a poor family.
神啊。我是很穷的家庭出生的。
So I think.
所以我想。
As my father is poor.
我老爸很穷。
So I will be poor.
将来我也一定很穷。
So it is my fate to live a life of poverty.
因此呢，我一生就是注定要过穷人的日子。
And so I have an image I'm a poor man.
因此呢，我里面呢就有一个形象，我是一个穷人。
My whole life will be like that.
那时候我就想，我一辈子就是这样了。
So one day,
所以有一天
when I was reading through my Bible,
当我在读圣经的时候
and the Holy Spirit asked me a question,
圣灵就问我一个问题
What is your future?
你的未来是什么？
I say, my future is not bright.
我说我的前途并不光明。
My future is like my father.
因为我的将来就会像我爸一样。
My father is a good man.
我爸是个好人。
He has no wicked habits.
哦，他里面没有诡诈，没有邪恶的习惯。
He is a good man. He works and he serves his family very well.
他是个好人，辛勤工作，也很好的款待他的家人。
But he doesn't know Jesus.
但是他不认识耶稣。
There was a generation curse under his life.
在他的生命里面有从世代来的咒诅。
And so I said, Holy Spirit, I will be like my father.
所以我就跟圣灵说，圣灵啊，我就会像我爸一样。
I will be a poor man all the days of my life.
啊，我一辈子呢，大概也是穷光蛋。
没办法改变我的命运。That's what I told the Lord.
那时候我跟主这样说。
I cannot change my destiny.
我没有办法改变我的命运。
My family was very poor.
因为我家是很穷的。
But,
但是
God was so good.
神真好。
He spoke to me that day.
那一天他就对我说话。
He said, Son,
他说儿啊
you are wrong.
你错了。
Wrong?
错了吗？
You mean my thinking is wrong?
你说我的想法错了吗？
Yes, son.
是的儿啊。
This is a wrong way to think like this about your future.
你对于你的将来有这样的想法这是错的。
The answer to your answer is a yes and a no.
你的问题的答案呢？我现在回答你的呢，是是也是不是。
No, you're not like your father.
不是的部分就是说，不，你不会像你爸的。
Yes, you're like your father.
是的部分是说，是，你就像你爸的。
I said, God, I don't understand.
我说，神啊，我不懂。
不像我爸爸，又像我爸爸，是什么意思？ I don't understand.
我不明白。
And the Holy Spirit replied.
圣灵就回答我。
No, you're not like your earthly father.
不，你不像你地上的爸爸。
Yes, you are like your heavenly father.
是的，你会像你天上的爸爸。
And God show me.
然后神就让我看见。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章
I believe it's in verse 31 and verse 32.
应该是在31跟32节
And he began to show me.
他就开始让我看见
He said, you have another father.
是的，你有另外一位父亲
This father is greater than your earthly father.
这位父亲比你地面上的父亲更伟大
Your earthly father is poor.
你地上的父亲是贫穷的
But your heavenly father is wealthy.
但是你的天父是富足的
Your earthly father cannot give you things.
你地上的父亲没有办法供应满足你。
But your heavenly father can give you lots of things.
但是你的天父可以供应你很多的东西。
Your earthly father is limited in his resources.
你地上的父亲在他的资源上面相当有限。
But your heavenly father is have
说神啊。
He said, from now on.
他说从现在开始。
Don't say.
不要再说。
I am like my earthly father.
我像我地上的爸爸。
From today.
从今天开始。
Say.
你要说。
I am like Abba father.
我像我的阿爸 father. 我像我的阿爸父。
God is rich.
神是很有钱的。
I am rich.
所以我也是很富有的。
God is a giver.
神是一个给予者。
And he will bless me with many good things.
他会用许多的美物来祝福我。
I say, God.
我就说神啊。
You have to give me a scripture.
你必须要给我一个经文。
Then I can believe you.
那么我就信你。
And here comes the scripture.
所以他就给我一个经文。
All right. Let's take a look at Luke chapter 11.
我们来看路加十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
路加十一章。
He says in verse 11.
在第十一节里面。
If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? If he ask a fish, will he give for a fish, give him a serpent? Or if he ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much?More shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him.
你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋，反给他蝎子呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Here.In my Bible, we have this subtitle called the Parable of the Good Father.
所以呢，在我的圣经里面啊，我有一个标题叫做“好父亲的预言”，好父亲的比喻。
We have a good father.
所以我们有一位好的父亲。
This good father, which is Abba Father.
这位好爸爸就是我们的阿爸父。
He wants to bless us.
他要祝福我们。
With many.Good things.
用很多很多的美物来祝福我们。
I ask God.
所以我就问神。
That was in the late 80s. I asked God a question.
是1980年晚期，我就问神一个问题。
I said, God.
我说神啊。
If from now on, my future is when I declare, because I have Abba Father, I have a rich future.
如果从现在开始，我宣告说。因为我有我的阿爸父，因为我有我阿爸父，所以呢，我就有一个富有的将来。
I said, God, you got to give me a scripture.
我说神啊，你要给我一个经文。
And he gave me a scripture.
所以他就把一个经文给了我。
And it was in Luke 15.
是路加福音十五章。
From verse 11 to verse 32.
从十一节到三十二节
It talks about the parable of the lost son.
这个呢就是浪子的比喻
But
但是
Take a good look at the image of your heavenly father.
从这个比喻故事里面让我们好好来看看我们天父的形象
Look at verse 20.
请看二十节
When he arose, he came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his fatherSaw him.
于是起来往他父亲那里去相离还远他父亲看见
His father saw him.
他的父亲看见了他
Tonight,
今天晚上
The father sees everything in our life.
我们的父看见我们生命中的每一件事
Your father saw all your struggles.
你的父也看见你每一个挣扎。
Your father saw all your lack in life.
你的父也看见你生命中的每一个缺乏。
And this is what the father wants you to know.
而父渴望你知道。
He knows everything about your life because he saw your life.
关乎你生命的一切他都知道因为他都看见。
And then he say, and had compassion.
然后接下来这经文说父亲就动了慈心。
Your heavenly father not only saw your life today, but he had compassion on your life.
你的天父今天不仅看见了你的生命，他且动了慈心。
The love of God is stirred up towards you tonight.
所以神，他对你的爱 今天晚上是激动的。
He doesn't sit there unmoved, insensitive, but no, he was stirred up with compassion to do something.
他不是远远的坐着，一点都无动于衷，他乃是心中对你有极大的热切，极大的慈心，他预备好要采取行动的。
Here comes the revelation tonight.
所以今天晚上的启示来了。
God had a compassion over your life.
神对你的生命充满了慈悲怜悯。
And this is the revelation.
启示是这样。
God wants to do something about what he saw.
神对于他所看见的这一切，他渴慕采取行动。
God wants to do something tonight.
今天晚上，神要采取行动。
You want a revelation?
你渴慕得到启示吗？
You are ready for revelation?
你预备好要领受启示了吗？
You ready?
预备好了吗？
He said not only had compassion.
他说他不仅动了慈心。
Here comes the revelation.
启示来了。
And he ran towards the son.
他就跑向他的儿子。
Tonight the revelation is God is running towards you.
今天晚上这个启示就是神正跑向你。
God is not walking towards you.
神不是走向你。
God is running towards you.
神是跑向你。
I'm telling you, your answer is coming your way.
我告诉你，你所求的答案就在路上了。
God is about to move.
神即将要动工了。
And it's going to move very fast.
而且要快速的动工。
Very quickly.
He's
going to run towards you.
他要跑向你。
He's going to run towards you.
他要跑向你。
He's going to run towards you, sister.
姊妹，神要跑向你。
You don't struggle in your prayer life.
你不再在你祷告的生活当中
有所挣扎。
从今天开始。
Have a new image of your heavenly father.
你要对你的天父有一个新的形象。
He saw.
他看见了。
He loves.
他也爱你。
And he ran towards you.
他跑向你。
That's the revelation you must know.
这是你必须要明白的启示。
He's running.
他正在跑。
Towards you.
他正跑向你。
He's not sitting on the throne.
他今天不是坐在宝座上。
He is running towards you.
他正跑向你。
Running towards you.
跑向你。
Running towards you.
跑向你。这就是启示。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
When I knew my father,
当我认识我的父，
my breakthrough comes immediately.
我的突破马上就来到了。
You know how my breakthrough comes?
你知道我的突破怎样临到吗？
I used to thought,
我以前常常想，
when I pray,
当我祷告的时候，
it takes me 3 to 5 years to get an answer from heaven.
要3到5年才能够得到天上的回应。
But when I know,
但是当我知道，
when I know the truth,
当我明白真理，
I knew my answer will come quickly.
我就知道我的答案速速来到。
It will come quickly.
它会速速来到。
That's what you must know.
所以你必须要明白。
Tonight,
今天晚上，
Whatever you talk to your father,
不管你跟父讲什么求什么，
It's gonna come quickly,
都会快快的临到。
God is running,
神正在跑。
Hallelujah,
Amen.
Let me share with you a testimony.
让我跟各位分享一个见证。
Just one day before I came to Taiwan,
在我来到台湾的前一天，
That day,
那一天，
I told my wife,
我告诉我的太太，
I said, God put in my heart,
我说神在我的心里
that we are going to go to Japan.
放一个感动说我们要到日本去。
We are going to go to Hokkaido.
我们要到 Hokkaido 去。
For a holiday.
啊，度假。
Then my wife.
然后我的太太呢？
Thank God for wife.
啊，为太太们感谢神。
I love my wife.
我很爱我的太太。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
My wife is a very balanced woman.
Balanced.
Balanced.
啊，我太太呢是一个很平衡的女人。
She said,
他就说
oh, God really want you to go to Japan?
啊，神真的要你去日本吗？
Do you know how much is Japan's air ticket cost?
你知道去一趟日本机票要多少钱吗？
You know, it's very expensive to go for such a holiday.
你知道吗？在假期去很贵的。
Amen. And then I say, well, is that so?
那我就问他说，是这样吗？
He said, why not go Malaysia for holiday?
他就说，那干嘛不到马来西亚就好呢？
It's cheaper to go Malaysia.
去马来西亚比较便宜。
I said, yeah.
我说，哦。
It is true.
是真的。
You know, God, I see a crown on you. Pastor, I see a crown on you.
我在你头上看到一顶冠冕。
That crown is Proverbs chapter 4.
这个冠冕呢是箴言第四章。
There is a crown of wisdom on your life.
在你的生命中有智慧的冠冕。
No wonder you are a great help to your husband.
难怪你会成为你丈夫的好帮手。
Many times what your husband failed to see, you saw.
很多时候你丈夫没有看见的。你看见了。
You did a lot of things behind your husband's back to help him.
在你丈夫的背后，你做了很多事帮助他。
And God is saying from today.
神说从今天开始。
This crown.
这个冠冕。
Of wisdom.
智慧的冠冕。
Is going to operate with greater measure.
会更大的运行在你的生命中。
You are going to be a very wise woman.
你会成为一个相当有智慧的女人。
And I bless her with wisdom, Lord.
主啊，我就用智慧来祝福她。
Lord, she is so wise.
主啊，她是这么有智慧。
Lord, I pray that this wisdom.
主，所以我祷告，让这个智慧
is going to be an anointing of discernment.
成为一个分辨的恩膏。
Is going to give advice to the husband.
能够给予她的先生忠顾。
That what the husband cannot see, the wife will see.
丈夫看不见的，妻子看见了。
This wisdom shall operate in a greater measure from today.
从今天开始，这一个智慧就要大大的运行。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
And so, wait, did I stop? So, I said, no, I felt God say Japan.
所以呢，我就回答他说：“不，我觉得神感动，我们要去日本。”
You know that there is a thirst in you, sister, a thirst for God, the thirst for the Holy Ghost, that thirst.
Okay. 在你的生命当中呢，有一种对圣灵的饥渴。
And that Lord says that river is coming to flow towards the direction.
然后主说，这个河流呢，正涌向这个方向。
You just say, God, I'm going to be hungry for the Holy Ghost.
所以呢，你就是单单对神说，神啊，我渴慕，我饥渴要圣灵。
And that river is going to come near you and refresh you and water you.
那这个河流呢，就会靠近你，更新你，而且呢，重新来浇灌在你身上。
Begin to read Psalms 36.
你开始读诗篇36篇。
And you will find the river there.
你就会在那里找到这河流。
So, my wife say, okay, you want to go Japan?
所以呢，我太太就说，好，你想要去日本吗？
There's no problem if you give everything to God.
你把一切都献给神，没有问题的。
Remember Jeremiah 32 verse 17.
要记得耶利米书三十二章十七节。
Amen. Now.So that day,
所以那一天
my wife say,
我的太太就说
Oh, you want to go Japan?
Oh, 你要去日本吗
I said, no, not me want to go Japan.
我说不不是我要去日本
God give me a quickening that I will be going Japan.
神在我里面激动我说我会去日本
He said, okay.
他说好
If it is God,
如果是神的话
Let God foot the whole bill.
让神呢付全部的这个费用。
If you pay, I'm not going.
如果是你要付钱的话，我就不去了。
Wow, wives.
很有智慧哦。
I said, oh, 给我这个难题。I said, okay.
我就说好。
I went to the room.
我就进我的房间。
I opened up the newspaper.
我就打开报纸。
I said, Lord.
我就说主啊。
You told me Hokkaido.
你说是去 Hokkaido。
This is your will.
这是你的旨意。
I know it is your will.
我知道是你的旨意。
My wife say.
我的太太说。
If it is you.
如果是你的话。
Then give a miracle.
那么你要给我们一个神迹。
Fully paid trip.
整趟旅程都要由你来支付。
And I thank you.
神啊，我谢谢你。
That I have my holiday.
我有这个假期。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So I came to Taiwan.
因此呢，我就来台湾了。
Within the fifth day.
啊，在第五天。
Someone sponsored our whole family to go Japan.
有人呢就提供啊，供应我们全家到日本的这个旅途的费用。
Why?
为什么呢？
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
The father saw.
因为阿爸看见了。
The father loved.
阿爸爱。
And the father ran.
阿爸是跑向我们的。
The father's running.
阿爸正在跑。
The father is giving a speedy answer.
阿爸要把那答案速速的给你。
There is a key called the key of knowledge.
有一把知识的钥匙。
It's found in the book of Luke.
是在路加福音里面记载的。
I'm not sure where, probably in, not where, but I knew it's in the book of Luke.
我不清楚哪一章，但是是在路加福音里。
And pastor, this key that God gave you.You're going to unlock things in the Bible.
牧师神所给予你这把知识的钥匙呢，能够使你打开圣经。
You have been longing for that breakthrough.
你一直渴慕这个突破。
For insights.
能够有洞识。
And from today.
从今天开始。
It's going to come upon your life.
这洞识就会临到你的生命中。
And I declare.
我宣告。
From today.
从今天开始。
Insights.
动势
fresh knowledge
新鲜的知
识 will begin to come upon you
要开始临到你身上
you are going to see new things in the Bible
你将会在圣经里面看见新的
that you have never seen before
是以前所未曾见过的
I bless you
我祝福你
with Psalms 36 verse 9
用诗篇36篇第9节来祝福你
in the light of God you shall see light
在神的光中你必然见光
I command light to come
所以我命令光临到。
You shall see in divine light.
你必然见到神的光。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
And so.
所以。
It came within 5 days.
五天内答案就来了。
It doesn't take 5 years.
不是五年。
It doesn't take 5 months.
也不是五个月。
It doesn't take 5 weeks.
也不是五个礼拜。
It takes 5 days.
是五天。
I'm telling you.
我告诉各位。
It is time.
时候到了
to raise your level of expectancy
你要把你的期待提高
to believe
来相信
that God
神
can do it
能够做的
speedily
而且他能够速速成就
quickly
快快的
according to your faith
按着你的信心
be it unto you
成就在你身上
Hallelujah
Amen
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 And so
所以
I was talking
我正在说话
I said, God,
我就说神啊
you tell me
你告诉我
that I'm going to have a good future,
我的未来是美好的
like you, my heavenly father,
就像你我的阿爸在天上的父
I said, I thank you,
我说我谢谢你
from today,
从今天开始
我有一个富爸爸
我有一个富爸爸
I have a rich heavenly father,
我有一个富有的天父
I will prosper in this life,
因此我一生要昌盛富裕
So I started to believe God.
因此呢，我就开始相信神。
One day,
有一天
I was lying down in the living hall.
我呢就躺在我的客厅里。
I was resting in the afternoon in my father's house.
我呢在我父亲家里休息。
I looked at my father's altar at the living hall.
我就呢看着我父亲家客厅里面的这个祭坛
you know, there was ancestral tablets, you know?
就是那个神坛佛堂那一类的有祖先的牌位的
Then there was a picture pasted on the wall
那在墙上呢有粘着一张画
And it was the God of prosperity
是这个、财神爷的这个像
Right? 财神爷你懂吗 So I said This is the God that makes you and your generation poor.
我当时就说，就是这个使你跟你的世代都成为贫穷的。
I said, no. This is the God of prosperity.
他说不，这是财神爷爷。
said, no, it cannot be.
我说, 不, 不可能。
I say, God, show me.
我说, 神啊, 你让我看见。
And he showed me behind the picture.
所以呢, 神就让我看见, 财神爷这个图像背后, 真正的东西。
I saw a spirit.
我就看见了一个灵。
I said, Lord, what is the spirit?
我就问神说, 这是什么灵?
He said, this is the spirit of poverty.
神告诉我说, 这个灵就是贫穷的灵。
Oh? And he said, son, get up right now.
他就说, 儿啊, 你现在起来。
Take oil.
拿着油。
Go to the picture.
然后到那个画像面前。
Mark a cross.
画个十字架。
Break the curse.
打破咒诅,
of generation curse that comes to your life.
打破这个临到你身上这个世代的咒诅。
So I bind the spirit of poverty.
因此呢, 我就捆绑贫穷的灵。
I say poverty.
我就说贫穷,
from today.
从今天开始,
I kick you out of my life.
我把你从我生命当中踢出去。
You will no longer come back.
你不能够再回来。
From that day.
从那一天开始,
money start coming.
钱就开始进来了。
The day when the generational curse is broken,
当世代的咒诅被打破的那一天,
prosperity will start coming your way.
昌盛就会开始进入到你的生命中。
I didn't know it was not God who kept me poor.
我当时并不知道, 让我贫穷的并不是神。
It was my generational idolatry.
原来是我 几代以来所拜的这个偶像啊, 这个灵所造成的。
When I broke the curse,
因此当我打破那个咒诅的时候,
prosperity comes into our family.
昌盛就进入到我们的家族里来。
In your family line,
在你的家族里面,
you have to look into your family line.
所以你要检视你的家族,
what your father and mother worshipped in the past.
你的父母亲在过去拜什么,
what your grandfather and grandmother worshipped in the past.
你的祖父母过去拜了些什么,
and once you locate it, locate those names of those gods.
然后你要找到那些他们拜的那些神的名字。
First,
首先,
repent of sins on their behalf.
代替他们来做悔改认罪。
That is Daniel chapter 9. Daniel repent on behalf of the nation of Israel.
这是记载在但以理记第九章。 但以理代表以色列在神的面前悔改。
Then,
然后,
you begin to ask God after the forgiveness of sin, you begin to ask God for the authority now to break those curses.
在认罪, 神赦免了罪之后, 你就开始捆绑, 啊, 向神求权柄, 来捆绑这些灵。
You break, you name it, and break it, bind it.
你提出他们的名, 然后你捆绑他, 打破他们。
And you break that curse on behalf of your whole family tree.
你就代表你们的家族, 来打破那个邪灵的权势, 打破那个咒诅。
Then,
然后,
while you're doing that, you must have a very important scripture.
当你这么做的时候, 你必须要有一句非常重要的经文。
And that is Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14.
那就是加拉太书3章13-14节。
And then you know what you do? You say, God,
然后你说, 神啊,
Jesus hang on the cross.
耶稣钉在十字架上。
He took the curse of my family tree.
他承担了我们家族的咒诅。
Every curse in my life,
在我生命中的每一个咒诅,
Jesus took it at the cross.
耶稣都带到十字架上了。
And Jesus,
而耶稣,
that cross, that curse is not in my life, but it's on the cross.
那个咒诅不再在我的生命上, 已经在十字架上了。
So once you broke it, you stand on the ground of the truth.
所以你一旦打破之后, 你就要站稳在真理的根基上。
I am not under the curse.
我不再受限在咒诅底下的。
I am under a different family tree.
我现在进入一个不一样的家族。
It is Jesus Christ.
这
I am the descendant of Jesus Christ. And under this family tree, I'm under now the blessings of Abraham. Every curse of Adam is no longer in my life. And every day, I am blessed. I am blessed. Curses are far away from my family. And when you declare, it will be so. Amen.
Amen.
This is what you must do.
所以你必须要这样做.
You must deal with family tree curses.
你必须要去对付你们家族当中的咒诅.
Break it.
打破它,
and lose the blessings of heaven.
释放从天上而来的祝福,
and you will walk from that day in the prosperity of heaven.
那么从那一天开始,
what is the prosperity of heaven?
天上的昌盛是什么呢?
Let's take a look at Luke 15.
让我们来看路加福音15章.
Luke 15.
路加15章.
He says in verse 22.
在22节里,
but the father said to his servants,
父亲却吩咐仆人说,
bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry.
把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿, 把戒指戴在他指头上, 把鞋穿在他脚上, 把那肥牛肚牵来宰了, 我们可以吃喝快乐.
Are you ready for revelation?
预备好得启示了吗?
What is this rich heavenly father going to do for you?
这位富有的阿爸, 他要为你做什么呢?
He is going to release grace over your life.
他要释放恩典进入到你的生命里.
The number 5 is always a number for grace.
5是一个代表恩惠的字, 数字.
And this is the 5 things that God wants to do.
所以呢, 神要做5件事.
He put the best robe.
他为你穿上上好的袍子.
I'm telling you, not just robe, but best robe.
我告诉你, 不光是袍子, 而且还是上好的.
Sisters, God wants to give you the best dress.
姊妹们, 神要给你最好的这个穿着。
Better believe it.
你最好相信。
Best dress are coming into your wardrobe.
所以呢, 你的衣橱里面都会有上好的洋装, 上好的衣服。
Number 2.
第二,
the best robe we know is the robe of righteousness.
我们知道上好的袍子就是公义的袍子。
Number 2.
第二,
he put a ring in his hand.
他呢也为他戴上戒指.
Ring always symbolizes authority.
戒指总是代表权柄.
God gives us new authority.
所以神给予我们新的权柄.
Number 3.
第三,
he gives us a new pair of shoes.
还给我们一双新鞋.
New destiny, new direction in life.
新的命定, 神生新的方向.
Number 4.
第四,
he killed the fattest calf.
他杀了肥牛.
Calf represents possessions in life.
牛犊代表我们的产业, 我们所拥有的.
But there are only 4 things.
但是这里只看见4样东西啊.
No, there are one more thing.
不, 还有一样.
And it's found in verse 20.
是在第20节里.
He ran.
他就跑.
Fell on the neck of his son.
抱着他的颈项, 儿子的颈项,
and kiss him.
连连与他亲嘴.
The 5th blessing was the kisses of the Father.
Amen. 所以第5个祝福呢, 就是天父的亲嘴.
God loves you deeply.
神非常的爱你.
Beyond all the gifts, He loves you deeply.
在他所给予你的这些礼物之外, 更重要的是, 他深深爱你。
Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready for revelation?
预备好要得启示了吗?
Are you ready for revelation?
预备好要得启示吗?
Revelation is never taught, but caught.
启示不是教导来的，启示是你抓住得着的。
You have to catch it.
所以你必须要抓住它。
Not with your mind.
不是用你的脑袋。
With your heart, you have to catch it.
要用心灵去捕捉。
You ready for revelation?
预备好要抓住一个启示了吗？
Look at what the father said to his son.
我们现在看看这位父亲对儿子说什么。
Tonight, your heavenly father wants to say something to you.
今天晚上你的天父要对你说话。
You ready?
预备好了吗？
Look at verse 31.
我们看31节。
He said to the elder brother, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine.
Amen. 他对长子说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
All that your father has is yours.
所以你的父所有的一切都是你的。
Romans chapter 8 verse 32.
罗马书八章三十二节。
If God who had not spared his son, how much more now he freely gives you all.Things.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，把他白白的舍了，岂不把万物同他自己白白的给予你吗？
You don't struggle to get things from your father.
所以要从天父那边领受东西，你不需要很挣扎的去要。
You don't beg to get things like a beggar.
你也不需要像乞丐一样向他乞讨。
You must come to your father and say, I am your son and I want my inheritance. Thank you, father.
你必须要来到父神的面前说，父啊，我是你的儿子，而我要我的产业，谢谢你给我。
Prosperity is a gift.
昌盛是一个礼物。
Prosperity is a grace.
昌盛是神的恩典。
You don't struggle.
你不需要挣扎努力去。
You receive.
你只要单单的领
受。When you understand your position as a son.
当你明白你儿子的位分的时候。
You come to God in prayer in your sonship position.
你用祷告来到父神的面前，以你儿子的身份前来。
And you say, Father.
你说父啊，
All that you have is mine.
你所有的一切都是我的。
It sounds too incredible.
哇，这真是难以置信啊。
But Romans chapter 8 verse 17 say,
但是罗马书八章十七节说，
You are not only children of God, you are not only heirs, but you are joint heirs with Christ.
你们不仅是神的，
神的话是一个桥梁。
Amen.
神说，路加福音十五章三十一节，我拥有的都是属于你的。
Amen.
你的。
Amen.
Yours.
是你的。
Don't struggle. 谢谢主，我的。
Amen.
谢谢主，我的。医治是我的。
Amen.
健康是我的。
Amen.
智慧是我的。
Amen.
属灵的果子是我的。
Amen.
连财富也是我的。
Amen.
一切都是我的。
Amen.
How dare you talk like that?
哦，你怎么敢这样说话？
I dare to talk like that because I boast not in myself, but I boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我之所以敢如此说话，因为我不是指着我自己夸口，乃是指着为我钉十字架的耶稣基督夸口。
Jesus Christ died on the cross.
耶稣基督为我钉死在十字架
上。By the blood of the Lamb.
借着羔羊的宝血。
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督的宝血。
I have access into the presence of my Father.
我就能够来到我父的面前。
By the blood of Jesus.
借着耶稣的宝血。
I declare.
我宣告。
All that God has is mine.
神所有的一切就是我的。
For God say, I am a joint heir with Christ.
因为神说，我与基督同为后嗣。
我的，
Amen.
你的呢?
我的!
我的! 我的! You must first receive it in the spirit.
所以首先, 你要在灵里面领受这些,
Until it becomes a revelation.
直到它成为启示。
你要相信到你相信在做梦也相信。
Amen.
It will start to manifest in the natural dimension.
那么它就开始会在自然界彰显出来。
你有吗? 有多少? 多少? 有了吗? 有了! 有了! 是我的! 我的! 我的! Hallelujah! Father, we thank you tonight.
天父, 今天晚上我们谢谢你。
We don't struggle for prosperity.
我们不需要努力挣扎去挣得昌盛。
We just have to know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us.
我们只需要明白耶稣基督已经为我们钉十字架。
Through the cross, God is our Father.
通过这十字架,神你就是我们的阿爸天父。
Through the cross, we are joint heirs with Christ.
通过十字架,我们与基督同为后嗣。
Through the cross, we have a rich inheritance.
通过十字架,我们有一个丰盛的产业。
Through the cross, we receive that promise tonight.
通过十字架,今天晚上,我们领受这一曲。
Everything that God has is ours.
神所有的一切都是我们的。
I receive it tonight.
今天晚上我领受,
I believe.
我相信,
I believe.
我信,
I thank you, Lord.
主我谢谢你,
seal it with the blood of Jesus.
用羔羊的宝血, 耶稣的宝血封印住,
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名,
Amen.
Amen.
Thank